There stood Brenda in her slip with machines in her hair.
"Come in, come in," she said huffily,
as if I'd interrupted her at the precise moment she'd been trying to decode the DNA molecule or something equally as significant.
"I'm running a little late. I have to finish my hair. Well, come in already."
I stepped into the foyer, standing on a ribbed plastic runner that stretched out into the distance. As she closed the door behind me, I began to take a step off the plastic stripping so the door wouldn't hit me. My foot was poised in mid-step as she let out a shriek.
"Ah, not on the carpet! Mama had the schwarz in today!"
I spun, widdershins, barely managing to balance myself on one leg like a flamingo. I steadied myself on the plastic runner and looked to my right, the direction my errant foot would have carried me. There, stretching off into the distant horizon, flooring a living room only slightly smaller than Bosnia and or Herzegovina, lay the pluperfect lunatic symbol of the upwardly mobile nouveau rich household, a white carpet, deepest pile, a veritable Sargasso sea of insane white carpet. Hey, who but nutcases would carpet a room in which human beings are supposed to relax in white, for Christ's sakes? With the nap pathologically lying all in one direction, clearly having been carpet swept by Nubian slave labor so it was anal retentively flowing in one unbroken tide, hours had been spent making sure each bloody fiber lay in that north by northwest direction.
"Stay on the runner. I won't be long," Brenda commanded.
"I've got to stay on the runner?"
"Sure. Just stay there. I'll be out in a minute."
And then she vanished, back into the bowels of that cyclopean domicile, leaving me standing frozen and tremulous in my baggy pants while she went off to complete her toilet. The plastic runner extended out beneath my feet, back into the dim vaulted interior. To my left, a closed door. To my right, the inviolate expanse of white carpeting and a living room in which Xerxes could easily have assembled his armies for an attack on the hot gates. I stood there, shifting from one foot to the other like a grade school troublemaker waiting for his audience with the principal. And time went by. Slowly, I waited and waited and heard nothing from the back of the residence. The living room looked invitingly comfortable with all those massive sofas and the huge baby grand piano, but I had been denied entrance. I felt like Howard Carter and Lord Carnarvon standing at the doorway of the antechamber of Tutankhamun's tomb, faunching to enter a space unvisited for 3,000 years, but fearing the terrible wrath of "Beware all ye who violate this sacred space." Now, I don't know about you, friends, but if you leave me all alone someplace with nothing to amuse me for any extended period of time, I will sure as shit get in trouble. And so, possessed by some devil demon from my childhood, I became obsessed with the purity of that goddamn carpet. I stared at its unblemished white expanse, that sea of bleached grass rippling away forever. And finally, when it was either do something or go bug fuck, I stepped to the edge of the plastic runner, crouched, and jumped as far out into the carpet as I could. And there was no way of knowing where I'd come from. My footprints just magically appeared out there. I hesitated only a moment, and then, scuffling my feet to produce impressions on the carpet, I began spelling out the classic Chaucerian fuck, P-H-U-Q-U-E, in letters 4 feet high, in virginal white carpet. And I was just putting the dot on the exclamation point when I heard a strangled, "Ah!" behind me. I turned, and there stood the missing Brenda, looking really pretty terrific, but with this, how shall I put it, green expression on her face. "Oh, Jesus! Oh, my God! Oh, shit! My mother's gonna kill me!" And she ran off, leaving me standing there looking rather shamefaced, wondering just which mental gargoyle had taken possession of the cathedral of my mind, knowing that there was no way I was getting laid. Then, in a moment, here she came, schlepping a carpet sweeper, not a vacuum cleaner, just one of your basic hand-pushed carpet sweepers, and she starts sweeping the nap back north by northwest. And I watched this demented scene for about 30 seconds until it got more than I could handle, and I yelled at her, "This is nuts! How the hell can you be a slave to a fucking carpet?" But she was in the grip of more powerful forces than my charisma. She was under the unbreakable spell of toilet training, and if the apocalypse had come along just then, she'd still have finished laying that nap back. I went crazy. I grabbed for the sweeper. She pirouetted out of my reach. She never broke stroke. I lunged for her again and got my hands around the sweeper. We struggled back and forth across the living room, caroming off the furniture, lousing up the carpet worse than before. She fought like one of those lady barbarians out of a Conan adventure, punching and kicking. Then the sweeper went that way, and we went this way, and we fell over and wrestled over and over across the floor, thumping our heads and legs over and over. And I came up on top for a moment and pinned her arms and stared down at her, trying to catch my breath. And in that instance, I perceived a mad light glowing out of her eyes, and she murmured huskily, "Hit me." Oh, shit.